Welcome to the Middle Age-ish Podcast. Authentically and unapologetically keeping it real. Discussing all things middle age-ish. A time when metabolism slows and confidence grows. Join fashion and fitness entrepreneur Ashley Badosky, former Celtic woman and founder of the Lisa Kelly Voice Academy, Lisa Kelly, licensed psychologist and mental health expert, Dr. Pam Wright, and highly sought-after cosmetic injector and board-certified nurse practitioner, Trisha Kennedy Roman. Join your hosts on the journey of Middle Age-ish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Middle Age-ish Podcast. My name is Trisha Kennedy Roman, and I'm joined here today with my co-host, Ashley Badosky and Lisa Kelly. We are missing our Dr. Pam this week. She is off enjoying some time with family, so we are going to really miss her, but we hope she is having a great time. And this is our 20th episode, so we are so grateful for all of you that have followed along this journey we've had throughout this podcast, The Middle Age-ish. And for this episode, we're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to give you a little pre-talk teaser for next week's interview because we are really looking forward to this interview. We are so honored that next week we're going to be talking with Michael Unbroken. He is an entrepreneur, a best-selling author, a coach, a speaker, and an advocate for survivors of childhood trauma. His story is both gut-wrenching and remarkable. It's a story of triumph throughout trials and trauma, and he just does so much good for others now. So it is going to be just an amazing interview. We are really looking forward to talking with him because as we've seen through our podcast, childhood trauma and our experiences in childhood can really form a lot with our adult relationships.
Mm-hmm. I think it forms like even more than a lot. I think it just sets the course, and whether you can learn that as you get older, but it does, it sets the course and it impacts you in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And so for those that, I don't want to say rise above, because I don't mean it that way, because everyone's path is different, but to turn such a situation and a life into something good, I think is beyond amazing. Mm-hmm. I love his saying when he says you have to be the hero of your own story. And I just think that it's amazing when you can see success come from the ashes.
Oh, he's fabulous. I was listening to a few of his podcasts. There's so many podcasts. I went in to listen. There's something like 633
oh my goodness.
Podcasts that he has. And he they're all different lengths and stuff. But it was so interesting listening to, he has everybody's idea of surviving a childhood trauma is so different.
Right.
And a lot of his guests were talking about different things, obviously some really, really sad stories, and then some other stories that, you probably yourself wouldn't think are majorly traumatic for people, but just listening to how they overcome them and the different ways that people overcome trauma as well. Some of them are completely the opposite to each other.
That's what I listen to is all of those that have learned from his seminars and his podcasts and his coaching and whatever. And you're so right. Trauma is different for each individual, but it doesn't mean it's less.
Yeah.
It's your trauma. It's your story. Mm-hmm. And just to see how they find success in that, and that they find, I guess what I was trying to think is they find happiness.
Yeah.
And I think that that is an amazing gift that he turned what he went through, which was horrific, into such a positive, because I don't think that that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think that when you come from such a tough and horrible situation, your life is impacted, your soul is impacted by it, and it takes something really different to crawl out of that. Mm-hmm. And I just think that the fact that he shares his story and is so raw and is so honest is in itself is just such an amazing gift. Yeah. And what an amazing spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I probably say this every week, but again, just how everything ties together. I think that listening to some of our previous guests talk about how our childhood affects us in relationships, but also just even last week talking about getting stuck in victimhood. And I think that that's much easier to do. Yeah. But if you get stuck in victimhood, you're always going to be a victim. You're not going to be able to be a hero.
Your whole life is a victimhood.
Yeah. And so you're not going to ever be able to find that happiness until you take control and quit being a victim and, be the hero of your story.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I think that that's what's so amazing, because you're so right, Trisha. We do see it, unfortunately, in those that we know, and especially at this age, obviously we've seen people go through an entire life and they are a victim.
Yeah.
And they, I don't know if if they like getting stuck in that, you know, but it just is this perpetual cycle that doesn't end and they don't ever get off the gerbil wheel. But yet that's not what life is supposed to be. Like, yes, I mean, horrible things happen and there is no excuse. There's no reason. There's no nothing. But if it's the cards you're dealt and if you can find it in your inner self and that strength, I think that's where, and he says, that's where the beauty of life comes from. But it's just, it is unfortunate when you see those that unfortunately can't
get out of us.
They can't, they can't. Cause like you said, it's, again, I don't want to insult anybody. I have not walked that path, but is it easier to be a victim than to be a survivor? And I think there are two entirely different things.
I think some people don't know the way out though as well. And if you're striving for attention in some way, and that's the only way you're gaining attention, it's, I find it really hard. I'm just not that kind of person. I want to get up and get out and, as we discussed, and not talk about it and just just move on from it. But I've so many friends, you know, who want, not want to be, that sounds terrible.
No, but I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
But like, no matter what you say or, you know, but I suppose we just don't, you don't know the path that they're walking and you don't know how hard it is for someone to get above water. You just don't know, you know, it's hard.
And that's why I really am excited to talk to him, because how did he pull himself out? What did he tell himself? What was that path like to get over that victimhood? Because again, that there is value in that. Like, I mean, you have experiences that very few know about or can even relate to. So that has value and 1,000%. But how do you, what did it take? What did you tell yourself? What did you do to get past that? Because I do think that there is, you know, there is that victimhood. And I don't think anyone, I mean, I don't want it for my friends. I want them to find happiness. And I want them, more than that, I want them to find peace.
Yeah.
And I think when you're always a victim and it's always someone else's fault, or it's how I was raised, or it's what happened to me in life, you will, like, your soul will never find peace. And I think that that is, to me, that's the saddest part of a journey, is when you, when your soul can't find peace. So I look forward to hearing what he says his path and how it got him to this state of peace.
Well, I feel like for myself, my success and like everything I've strived for has been because of the confidence my parents instilled when I was younger, and they gave me that support. And so for someone who's a child who's really beat down by the people who should be, you know, supporting you and raising you up, I would think that that would be another reason why you'd stay in victimhood, because you don't have that confidence to think you're worthy of anything more.
Right. No, absolutely. So how do you find it when that wasn't an, you know, when you had like the complete opposite?
Because you're just used to things being bad for you and that you don't deserve.
Or you're not deserving.
You don't deserve it.
There was a guy on that he was talking to, I think his name was Byron, and he lives in the UK, and he was talking about, I probably got it wrong, but he had said something that caught my ear. You know, I was gleaning away today listening, and some things where I was like, oh, that's really interesting. He was saying that he learned not to talk about his trauma, because he was like, I didn't want to stay in that spot. And like, that's always been my fear with going to therapy, is like, if I start talking about it, because I think you forget a lot of your trauma. Well, I know I forget a lot of my trauma. I just kind of block stuff out and I just move on. But I wonder, I really resonated with me today, because I was like, maybe that's what I do. Maybe it's like, if you don't talk about it, you don't validate it, and you just kind of move on. But then does it crop up? That's why I wish Pam was here to kind of go.
I know this actually is one that would be so great for Dr. Pam. I think that she would take the whole episode and we would all be like, yes.
And then, we'd all be in therapy.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, like all of a sudden I'm starting to cry, and Ashley doesn't cry, but something's bubbled up.
Well, we know I cry. So
you cried up for us.
I know. But I do think that that's like, but that's good. I mean, emotions are good. They're just, some of them are very hard for me.
There will definitely be a lot of emotions in our interview with Michael next week, but it is one that you will not want to miss. His story is truly inspiring. It is one of hope and resilience and just a story of overcoming. And so we are really looking forward to our interview with Michael Unbroken.
Thank you for joining the ladies of the Middle Age-ish podcast as they journey through the ups and downs of this not young, but definitely not old season of life. To hear past episodes or make suggestions for future episodes, visit www.middleageish.com. That's www.middleageish.com. You can follow along on social media at middleageish. Also, if you have a moment to leave a review, rate, and subscribe, that helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. Once again, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Middle Age-ish Podcast.